Crossbreed Holster Studios.
If they want to take my guns, they're going to have to bring a station wagon and a whole lot of friends, because I'm not giving them anything.
We're in a new decade on the Lead Slingers microphone. This is Armed American Radio.
I have the right to defend my gift of life.
Mark, we know they want to take our guns, and now we're going to make them eat it.
Freedom might be an uphill battle sometimes, but freedom will always prevail.
Educating and entertaining responsibly armed citizens from coast to coast, here is your host of Armed American Radio, Mark Walters.
Indeed, welcome inside Armed American Radio's Crossbreed Holster Monster Cast Studios. On this Lead Slingers, this powerful Lead Slingers microphone, and over 225, 250 radio stations. We're growing so fast, we're losing count, from New York City all the way down and around the country. It's great to be here with you. If you're viewing on Facebook, welcome inside. If you've got questions for us, put them in the comments section. We'll get to them as fast as we can. Thousands of you are viewing. We've also got, of course, viewers in Northern California. If you're enjoying the show on your television screens in Northern California, great to have you with us. And you can also watch Armed American Radio's daily show, yeah, on Northern California televisions. Soon to be in Reno, Nevada, and others. Reno listeners will be on your television screens in the very, very near future also. So it's great to be here with you as we just create the media empire around the Second Amendment and our rights and our freedoms. Let me quickly recap the previous hour with, first off, Mr. Gottlieb giving us the updates, as he always does, from the Second Amendment Foundation headquarters, which happens to be wherever he is, because he is the Second Amendment Foundation. And he'll tell you that's not true. It's everybody. And he's right. But let's face facts. Alan Gottlieb is the man that's hovering above us, his bow tie acting as his wings as he protects all of our rights. I love that analogy, by the way. I get that visual of the cartoon thing, and it's kind of funny, but Alan Gottlieb, just amazing. And I got to be honest with you, if you missed the second half of the previous hour, please make sure to go back and listen to it. Let me tell you how that came about. Mark Simos contacted me last week. Mark Simos is a writer and producer for SEAL Team, seen on CBS every Wednesday evening at 9 p.m. And he was doing some stunt work for that, fans of the radio program, and he was working in conjunction with Will Chesney, who was a SEAL Team 6, was a SEAL Team 6 operator that was in the Abbottabad compound that took down bin Laden. He was the only individual as a dog handler. He and his dog Cairo were there. And Cairo, as you heard him say, it was a safe bet. But Cairo secured the perimeter of the compound. And you have to read the book, No Ordinary Dog, from SEAL Team 6 to the bin Laden raid, about Cairo. It's wonderful. Cairo's picture, Belgian Malinois, is up on the front cover of the book. And this dog was incredible. I read the book. When I talk to an author who wants to come on my program and talk about his book, I respect the author enough to read his book or her book. And I got into this thing earlier today, and I couldn't put it down. I went through all 20-some chapters. It is an unbelievable read. About, you talk about heroes in ways, it's even, I mean, leaves me speechless, and I talk for a living. I was just riveted by what this dog has done on behalf of my family and your family. Just an incredible story, too many stories of heroism. But here, this dog was at the compound, secured the compound, sniffing out IEDs and explosives to make sure that the rest of that team, both of those teams that were in that compound that night, were going to be safe as they breached and went in. It's just unbelievable, remarkable stories. But Will Chesney and Mark Simos were with me for the second half of the first hour, and it was just unbelievable. Let me say this. Buy the book, okay? No Ordinary Dog. It's an unbelievable read. It really truly is. And it will blow your mind just how much these dogs work. It's really something. So anyway, that was a very good hour of radio. We're still waiting for AWR Hawkins to call in. Not sure he's going to be able to make it. Sometimes he's out in parts unknown, and if the connection's not good, we're not going to put it on because we want to make sure that we actually have him. But he is traveling right now, so we're waiting. What I want to do with you is tell you that a really exciting night tonight. I didn't even think about it, frankly, the fact that Armed American Radio, it just kind of hit me, kind of snuck up on me. But today is the 11th anniversary of Armed American Radio. Tonight at midnight, we will begin our 12th year of broadcasting over the nation's airwaves. Remarkable. Our first show aired April 26th, this very day, to the day, 11 years ago today, April 26th, as a one-hour program heard only inside the perimeter of Atlanta, which is inside the 285 highway that goes around and causes all that traffic when there's no coronavirus in the city of Atlanta that backs up. And we took to the airwaves that night. And from that point on, it wasn't 4 months later, the program was syndicated. And now, you know, I think within 5 or 6 months, already up to 35 stations at that time, now busting 250 and continuing to explode. Now visible to many of you in Northern California on your television screens. That's growing like crazy. And of course, the internet. You can watch us now live on Facebook as we bring you the program. And it's just so fun to be able to bring all of this to you in all these different platforms. And as we continue to explode across America's airwaves. All right, let me. So it's 11 years. Wow. When you heard Mr. Gottlieb in the previous hour, you heard him say it was just, it seems like just yesterday we were celebrating 10. And he's absolutely right about that. It really, truly does. All right. You don't miss. Go back and listen to Will Chesney, These Heroes and the Dog. Just unbelievable. All right. There's a Yale psychiatrist out there, and I couldn't help but latch onto this as I was doing triage. I worked a little bit longer than I normally do today because I did have, I read the book in there, you know, and throughout the weekend, I spent some time on Saturday looking for some things that I wanted to get up to the front with you. AWR's got a couple happy ending stories we'll get to with or without him. But something jumped out at me, and I don't know what it was that made me push this to the top. If I found myself taking segments solo, this was the story I wanted to run with. And I saw it about 2 days ago, and it never got taken off the stack as I was doing the triage. Yale psychiatrist claims Trump supporters like brainwashed child soldiers. Did you know that's what you are? Now, this is about, I don't think it's titled, it's not headlined properly, because it specifically refers to gun owners. I mean, it truly does. This woman, now, I don't know if you know anybody like this, but I happen to know more than one person who has a background in, let's just say, doctors of mental issues, who all of them have diagnosed Trump. Every single one of them I've asked them, have you met him? The answer is, of course not. But they have diagnosed Trump. They've told me specifically what he suffers from, on and on and on. But they've never met him. So let me tell you what that means. Let me tell you what that makes people who can do that. The most powerful people in the world. These are godlike figures. If you have an individual who can diagnose another individual from afar, it's not just Trump they can do it for. It's everybody. Think about that. These people are godlike figures. We should follow them like Pied Pipers because these people know everything about everybody, even if they've never met them, right? No. Quite frankly, they're idiots. Yale psychiatrist claims Trump supporters like brainwashed child soldiers. She has been repeatedly long-distance diagnosing President Trump without having met him. Just, and I know people who do this. If you know anybody that does this, let me know. mark@armedamericanradio.org. I've met a, you know, I do. I know people close to me who can, I mean, they're just obviously godlike for you. They're gods. If you can do that, you can do that for anybody. Imagine how powerful. These people, I'm surprised they're not all ruling the world like Zod, like General Zod from the Superman movies. Kneel before Zod. Think about that. She says that we, if you're a Trump supporter, which I am, so I'll put this on me. I'm the Trump supporter that she's talking about. That I resemble a child soldier, and I could easily turn into an armed troop in the streets if the president doesn't win re-election this fall. Now, I would love to see her diagnose me. She's probably going to nail me as a sociopath, a psychopath. Why? Well, I mean, clearly, I mean, I'm a public figure. She can watch me on television. She can watch me on Facebook. She can listen to my shows. She can clearly diagnose me and tell you and the world every disorder I have going on upstairs because she clearly is some type of God figure. She's a General Zod. She also knows me, apparently, because I'm capable of becoming a child soldier that could turn into an armed troop in the street if Trump doesn't win re-election in the fall. Now, this woman is serious. She is a Yale psychiatrist. And she's running around telling these stories. You can't make this stuff up. When we come back, I'm going to cover just a little bit more of it. Then in the bottom of it, I'll cover some AWR work, too, if he doesn't make it in. But at the bottom half, guess who's coming back to the show? Beth Bauman from Town Hall? Yeah, and Andy Hoosier, the voice of reason. They're both going to be in here. They're both going to be in here talking to us. It's going to be a blast. Don't go away. I'll be right back.
It's the Bill of Rights, not the Bill of Needs. I'm Alan Gottlieb, founder of the Second Amendment Foundation. When someone says, we don't need that kind of gun, remind them the Founding Fathers determined what rights our Constitution should protect. There's a world of difference between rights and needs. It is not the function of government to tell us what we need or what we don't. Certainly no one needs an assault rifle or a Saturday Night Special, or for that matter, no one needs a Corvette with a high-capacity horsepower engine capable of speeds to 150 miles per hour. But in the hands of honest, responsible individuals, we have the right of choice. We have the right to read books others don't like. We have the right to listen to any radio program we choose. We have the right to dress the way we want to. We also have the right to own firearms of our choice. So the next time someone tells you, you don't need something, tell them it's the Bill of Rights, not the Bill of Needs. Join the Second Amendment Foundation today so that this message and our Bill of Rights might live. Call 425-454-7012. That's 425-454-7012. 454-7012.
Carr, the 25th anniversary K9 and the venerable P9 in various configurations. Magnum Research, the classic Desert Eagle available in 50, 44, 357, and the new 429 DE calibers. The BFR, biggest, finest revolvers, and the Magnum Light. Auto Ordnance, the classics. Thompson, that's right, the Tommy Gun, the incredible M1 carbine, and the one and only classic 1911. Carr Firearms, a family of brands standing for your family's freedom.
Celebrating 20 years in business, GunBroker.com is the world's largest online marketplace to buy and sell firearms, ammunition, and accessories. With over 1 million auctions daily, you can expect to find a limitless number of top brand names on GunBroker.com. Sellers, you can reach nearly 5 million registered users on GunBroker.com. And buyers, you can buy with confidence knowing GunBroker.com respects your privacy and is the only online marketplace offering buyer's protection. Buy or sell your next firearm on GunBroker.com today.
Hi, it's Mark Walters, your host of Armed American Radio. If your company sells only the highest quality products and you're looking for a way to reach these listeners, you're talking to the right guy. Armed American Radio has a package available to fit every budget, from startup to the seasoned advertiser looking for that perfect way to reach this massive audience on roughly 250 stations in the top markets in the nation. We're everywhere, and the show continues to explode across the country after 10 years. Together, we can help you reach a highly engaged and extremely knowledgeable audience. To hear your brand on this huge radio program for less than you ever thought possible, and to speak directly with me, reach out to CCW Broadcast Media LLC right away at mark@armedamericanradio.org, mark@armedamericanradio.org, and together we'll bring your brand to Armed American Radio listeners and keep this powerful voice for gun rights on the airwaves. Again, to speak directly to me, reach out to me at mark@armedamericanradio.org. That's mark@armedamericanradio.org.
The North American Arms 32 NAA Guardian Pistol, designed in partnership with Convoy Ammunition. The 32 NAA fires a cartridge based on the 380 case, but neck down to hold the smaller 32 bullet. The result is a remarkable gain in ballistic performance that produces more velocity, energy, and stopping power than any conventional 32 ACP, 380 ACP, or 380 ACP plus P. The 32 NAA from North American Arms. For more information, please visit NorthAmericanArms.com. That's NorthAmericanArms.com.
America was founded through the blood of hard-fighting, hard-drinking men. Men who believed in freedom and whiskey. Who laid down their lives and their fortunes, forging the bedrock of this republic, and in doing so created a new species of man, the American. Lead Slinger's Whiskey was founded by 7 combat veterans who were tired of people afraid to support the Second Amendment. Together, they brought their love of American bourbon whiskey to freedom-loving, like-minded Americans. For more information and to read the story of Lead Slinger's Whiskeys and Rum, visit LeadSlingersWhiskey.com today.
The following segment of Armed American Radio is being brought to you by Defender Coffee. When you drink Defender Coffee, you're making a donation to a gun rights organization of your choice that protects and defends your freedoms. Welcome back to the show.
Welcome back to the show, indeed. It's 9:21 on the East Coast, 6:21 on the West Coast, and this mug is filled with Defender Coffee. It actually absolutely is. And it is very good. DefenderCoffee.com, and make a donation to the gun rights organization of your choice simply by drinking coffee and having it shipped to your house. And you'll love it. We're drinking the ordinary roast, the organic Liberty roast is what we're drinking. And it's wonderful. Believe me, I run out now. I just haven't gotten around to upping the order, and I need to do that. I need to add a couple more bags to it. But it's really good coffee. DefenderCoffee.com. You can drink coffee and support the Second Amendment. More about our sponsors coming up. I got to go back to this Yale psychiatrist claims, because this is a remarkable story. It really, truly is. This is the arrogance of the people who hate you, who hate me, who hate programs like this, who hate us simply because we are gun owners. And they hate, obviously, the 150 plus million. And I put it at 150 million. It's probably more than that. I mean, if someone called your home as a stranger and said, "Hi, want to take a survey? Are you a gun owner?" I'd laugh at him and slam the phone down. Why would I do that? It's a cell phone. It's not a landline anymore. Well, I just dated myself, right? If somebody called me, I'd grab the phone on the wall. I don't have one. But the point that I'm making to you is, all kidding aside, is I'm not going to tell somebody anything. I'm not going to give them the information that they're seeking. So I believe there's far more gun owners than we believe there are, what is reported anyway. It's an estimate. Just like when we had 3.5 million NICS checks, Form 4473s, come through, FBI background checks, there were a lot more than 3.5 million guns sold, because I'm sure many people bought more than one gun during that transaction. Some may have not bought any, just the check was performed and maybe they decided against purchasing that gun. That happens too. But that's the best estimate we have. But these people hate you. 100+ million of you, they hate. And this is the arrogance and the elitism. And this is what we're up against. This epitomizes it when you think about this. Let's talk a little bit about this. Her name is Lee, Brandy Lee. And she is a forensic psychiatrist, a forensic shrink at Yale School of Medicine. I called her a shrink at Yale School of Medicine. And she's claiming that armed protests are a natural evolution of the loyalty that Trump demands from his supporters. I mean, if you're watching me, you saw me just shake my head and close my eyes. I shake my head at that. I'm taken aback by that. She has previously urged, get this, the House Judiciary Committee to interview mental health experts during the Democrats' impeachment of Trump, because this woman has diagnosed him from afar. So she's wanting the liberals. Now, of course, who's reporting all this? Salon. Okay. Salon's about as far left as you can get without falling off the left part of the planet. But the fact of the matter is, the arrogance, what I'm referring to here is the arrogance of these people. This is all because one thing. You're a gun owner. That's what this is about. She said that the protests, now get this, that are being funded and organized by deep-pocketed groups allied with the president. Again, I'm shaking. I close my eyes and I shake my head, because the deep-pocketed group is Bloomberg. We wish as gun owners that we had that deep pocket like Bloomberg. I volunteered to be the multi-billionaire on more than one occasion that supports gun rights. I'm still willing to do it if anybody wants to help me up, you know, help me out, hook me up. I'm willing to be the billionaire that donates to my cause, your cause, our cause, like Bloomberg donates to theirs. So I don't know who she's referring to. She doesn't specify. But she says that the protests that are apparently being funded and organized by deep-pocketed groups allied with the president are a loyalty test for the people. And she's talking about armed protests, such as what we saw, in Virginia. You know, that was 100% completely peaceful. People who weren't violating any laws. But in fact, were acting within the law of the state of Virginia by lawfully carrying their sidearms, as they do every single day, peacefully. So I'm not sure where the shrink is going with this. Now, but let's listen to some of her words. You tell me when this is over whether or not we can diagnose this lunatic, huh? How about it? in Africa where I did some ethnographic work, child soldiers. She's really saying this stuff. This is a Yale. But she's a psychiatrist at Yale. Listen to this stuff. In Africa where I did some ethnographic work, child soldiers would be recruited and made to kill a family member to demonstrate their allegiance to the government and not to the family. Similarly, in urban gangs in America, one may be challenged to kill a police officer to prove one's willingness to uphold gang rules over societal rules. She continues, and of course, it's a false accusation made by the left, but I'll quote, when Donald Trump suggests that the virus be taken as a hoax, that people gather in churches or that people protest for their own sacrifice, he is actually testing people's loyalty to the laws of his mind over the laws of nature or even impulse for survival. The more he abuses them, the greater our devotion grows, since the psychological cost of admitting my mistake, our mistake is what she's saying, is even higher. And so it becomes easier to dig a well of unreality than to see the obvious truth. This wackadoo has just told you that Trump lies to you to make you feel stupid so that you become more devoted to him and apparently be willing to, I mean, I can only assume that the reference to killing somebody is that she thinks that Donald Trump has this, oh, I don't know, this amazing pizzazz that is going to have you kill somebody. I'm presuming somebody who's protesting the fact that he won't leave office after he loses in November, and he's going to use you to do that, because while he's talking about the virus being a hoax, which is not what he said, by the way, but that's a whole different program. You can go watch Fox News or something else for that, or MSDNC, depending on what I've said. You go watch them for that. Here, we know that's not the case. It's already been proven, but that doesn't matter. It's Salon that's reporting this stuff. But this is the lunatic saying it. But he's actually testing your loyalty so that when he needs you, I guess you're just going to march in lockstep and begin killing. Now, here she comes. This is funnier. Because she went on, and I quote, we are now entering my specialty. Her specialty? What kind of specialty is this? You just heard her preface it. My God, how much farther can she go? Public health approaches to violence prevention and how to stop epidemics of violence before they happen. She goes on to talk about, I guess by watching Donald Trump and seeing the effect that he has on all of us as gun owners, that she's, I guess, formulating ways to keep us from doing harm. Because individual violence is hardly predictable, since even the most violent individuals are not violent most of the time. She's talking about you. It's remarkable. I'm sorry I went on that a little bit longer than I wanted to. Let me read you some of AWR's headlines, because I want to push over to Breitbart to read them, some of these things. Great happy ending story here. Concealed permit holder shoots, kills alleged attacker in fast food parking lot. That's a great happy ending story. And then he goes on, AWR writes, oh, Joe Biden's possible vice presidential candidates to participate in gun control series. One of them is presumably Stacey Abrams, the woman here in the ATL who just can't get through her head that she lost by tens of thousands of votes and still delusionally thinks that she won. And really, I mean, she must play Georgia's governor in front of her mirror in her bathroom. I wonder what the good shrink from Yale would say about her. Hi, it's Mark Walters, your host of Armed American Radio. If your company sells only the highest quality products and you're looking for a way to reach these listeners, you're talking to the right guy. Armed American Radio has a package available to fit every budget, from startup to the seasoned advertiser looking for that perfect way to reach this massive audience on roughly 250 stations in the top markets in the nation. We're everywhere, and the show continues to explode across the country after 10 years. Together, we can help you reach a highly engaged and extremely knowledgeable audience. To hear your brand on this huge radio program for less than you ever thought possible, and to speak directly with me, reach out to CCW Broadcast Media LLC right away at mark@armedamericanradio.org. mark@armedamericanradio.org. And together, we'll bring your brand to Armed American Radio listeners and keep this powerful voice for gun rights on the airwaves. Again, to speak directly to me, reach out to me at mark@armedamericanradio.org. That's mark@armedamericanradio.org.
It's the Bill of Rights, not the Bill of Needs. I'm Alan Gottlieb, founder of the Second Amendment Foundation. When someone says, we don't need that kind of gun, remind them the Founding Fathers determined what rights our Constitution should protect. There's a world of difference between rights and needs. It is not the function of government to tell us what we need or what we don't. Certainly no one needs an assault rifle or a Saturday Night Special, or for that matter, no one needs a Corvette with a high-capacity horsepower engine capable of speeds to 150 miles per hour. But in the hands of honest, responsible individuals, we have the right of choice. We have the right to read books others don't like. We have the right to listen to any radio program we choose. We have the right to dress the way we want to. We also have the right to own firearms of our choice. So the next time someone tells you, you don't need something, tell them it's the Bill of Rights, not the Bill of Needs. Join the Second Amendment Foundation today so that this message and our Bill of Rights might live. Call 425-454-7012. That's 425-454-7012.
You've helped build MyPillow into the amazing company that it is today, and now Mike Lindell, the inventor and CEO, wants to give back to you, my listeners. You can get deep discounts on all MyPillow products if you go to MyPillow.com right now and click on the new radio listener specials. Mike heard me talk about his pillows on air and joined us on Armed American Radio. I'm getting a much better night's sleep, and you can get deep discounts on MyPillows, mattresses, toppers, bed sheets, and so much more. For example, right now they're bringing back the buy one, get one offer for the MyPillows. That's right. Buy one MyPillow, get another one absolutely free. Remember, all MyPillow products come with a 60-day money-back guarantee and a 10-year warranty. Just go to MyPillow.com and click on the new radio listener specials and get deep discounts on all MyPillow products, including the buy one, get one free for the MyPillows. Enter promo code AAR or call 800-978-9358 for these great radio specials.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Our Second Amendment rights are under attack like never before, and we need you to take action now. The 2020 Democrat candidates have declared war on your right to keep and bear arms. Joe Biden supports gun prohibition and confiscation of your guns. Anti-gun billionaire Michael Bloomberg has vowed to spend millions to support Biden, and his number one policy issue is to take away your Second Amendment rights. It is urgent that every American show your support for our right to keep and bear arms. Please call 800-497-4775 to sign our petition in support of President Trump and your Second Amendment rights. Now is the time to defend our right to keep and bear arms, and it starts with your phone call to 800-497-4775. President Trump has protected our Second Amendment rights, and we need to show we support his presidency. 800-497-4775. Paid for by American Political Action Committee PAC, which is responsible for the content of this message.
Hey, welcome back. This segment of Armed American Radio is being brought to you by MyPillow.
It is indeed, MyPillow.com. Use the promo code AAR. Record weeks over the last 3 weeks with MyPillow. Incredible. Because you get it. Like everything else, when you advertise on Armed American Radio, these people, like Mike Lindell, who is a friend of this program, I've worked with him on the program before. He co-hosted the show with me live from the Minnesota State Fair after flying from a Trump rally on his jet to Minneapolis. It was wonderful. But Mike supports this program, and we support him. Please use the promo code AAR. It's supporters like Mike that help keep Armed American Radio on the airwaves. Okay? It's very important that we support them. And I ask for you to support them because they do support us. And he's under significant pressure not to. There are 150-plus CEOs that are talking about gun control, and when we've got CEOs that support the right to bear arms, we support those companies. When you buy a MyPillow at MyPillow.com, and you can do it for like $37 or something crazy, you can do it just to help us. Use the promo code AAR when you click on the radio specials, radio listener specials at MyPillow.com. Just use the promo code AAR. I see Grant Cunningham jumped in on the Facebook page. Lots of you are. We appreciate that very much. Let's go to our phones. Our next two guests are two of my favorite ever, and I haven't had the honor of introducing this one in quite some time, Miss Beth Bauman from Town Hall. Beth, how the heck are you? Thanks for jumping in. We'll get her. Where are we?
Can you hear me?
I can hear you now. How the heck are you doing?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm doing wonderful, and thank you, because I know you got contracts and all that stuff, and thank you for asking and seeking permission to jump on the program with us on short notice earlier today. I really appreciate it. It's so good to have you here.
No,
how are you? Things going well?
Good.
Well,
things are busy, but well, yes.
Things are busy, but well. That's a good thing. Everybody in your family is staying safe, I hope. No coronavirus, right?
No coronavirus, knock on wood.
Okay, now you're out in where? Idaho.
Yes, I am.
God's country. It's God's country. Guess who we're going to be talking with today? Andy Hoosier, the voice of reason from KQAM is in here. Andy Hoosier, the voice of reason. Welcome inside the Crossbreed Holster Studios. Andy, on the Lead Slingers mic. You've seen the studio. How the heck are you?
I am living the dream, my friend. It's always good to be with Mark Walters on Armed American Radio, especially the monster broadcast on Sunday nights. I love it.
Yeah, and you have the honor and the privilege of jumping in with Beth Bauman from Town Hall too. So let's let her set the tone. Beth, I haven't spoken to you on the air since all this goofiness and this craziness, and it's just remarkable at what's going on. It's just incredible. How much responsibility does the mainstream media play in the overhype, Beth?
Obviously, you know, they play into it a bit. I think one of the things that's really difficult is, and I say this not as someone in the mainstream media, but as someone who's just a member of the press, sometimes it's really hard to report the facts and not have everything be gloom and doom all the time. Mm-hmm. And so, trying to seek out positive stories can be really difficult in this time, but it's something that we all have to do. And I think it's something that the mainstream media isn't exactly the greatest at.
Why does it have to be doom and gloom? Is it because if it bleeds, it leads?
I think part of it is a moral responsibility to say, you know, here's where we are. To say, here's where we are with this pandemic. Here's how many cases there are. Here's how many people who have died. The whole guidelines on that are a totally different topic. But I think for some people it is doom and gloom, and for others they do feel like it is their responsibility to get out the factual information about what's happening.
Andy Hoosier, I want you to comment on that too, because I know how you feel about the mainstream media, particularly as it's concerned, and Beth does too, because she writes on this topic frequently, and that's our gun rights, obviously. That's why she's on Armed American Radio on the Monster Cast and has been a regular contributor for quite some time. But, Andy, the mainstream press, the doom and gloom that we're seeing, I'm going to ask this question because it needs to be asked now. The mainstream media has been salivating for a story like this, and they are 100% now in total control. Total control. And you're seeing them they're trying to stay in total control as other stories. I mean, we're starting to get some stuff about Kim Jong-un, popping out there. Gun rights stories, cases are beginning to make some news, these kinds of things. And you're seeing the mainstream press doing everything they can to hang on to coronavirus because they're in total control now. They snowballed it to the point they're in total freaking control of everything. So, Andy, I ask you this question. In the fall, when 45 million Americans are bedridden with the flu and there are nearly a million hospitalizations and nearly 60,000 Americans die in a six-month period from a disease that actually has a vaccine, are they going to do the same thing they're doing now, or is it just not going to be that big of a story?
No, what they're going to do is they're going to tie it in and try and say that it is the coronavirus. You got to remember, they're the ones right now that have been going after President Trump, asking him if it's going to do a rebound this fall during the season. And that was a couple days ago. If you watched the press conference with President Trump and the doctors, President Trump came out kind of fired up during the press conference and said, look, you guys misquoted the doctor when he said that it was going to be worse off this fall, because it's not going to be worse off. We're going to have the vaccine. We're going to be in preparation in case it breaks out again, which is a likelihood of it breaking out again. But it's going to be difficult to decipher what's going to be the virus and what's going to be the flu during the flu season in the fall. So what they're going to do, because they like that control, as you mentioned, is that they're going to turn around and everybody that is sick, everybody that is calling in from work, everybody that is potentially dying, everybody that may have nausea or fever or may not be feeling well, is going to be the fear. You talk about the media loving to spread fear and paranoia. They're going to take that and take it to a whole new level this fall, because everybody that is sick has the potential of being not the flu, but the coronavirus. So they can hold on to that. They can make Trump look bad. You got to remember, too, this is going directly into election.
This is not. There's no coincidence
September,
here.
October. Oh yeah.
This is not. This is not coincidence.
Run with it.
Yeah, this is not coincidental. Beth Bauman, I'm not smelling coincidence here at all. I've smelled enough coincidences that when they begin to line up, you begin to realize, hey, wait a minute, maybe this isn't a coincidence, okay? The timing, everything. I mean, I'm not talking tinfoil hat stuff here. I'm talking about the way they're treating this to make Trump look bad, period. Now, I do believe that as the years go by, we're going to look back in the rearview mirror as we generally can and see some things in hindsight that are crystal clear 4K high-definition vision, but... Beth, what else are they going to do? Any ideas?
You know, the biggest thing that amazes me watching this is I like using my personal Facebook page as kind of a gauge of how things are. And when I see people who aren't generally very political or who tend to lean left, and they're sitting here saying, you know, what the media is doing is downright wrong. You know, mm-hmm. Trump is kind of damned if you do, damned if you don't. Then that should tell you something. And, I mean, it's absolutely mind-boggling to me that, you know, since January when Trump initiated this halt for flights from China, that he was called a racist and a xenophobe. And then today we had Nancy Pelosi go on TV and say, oh, well, if it was a true travel ban, that Americans and green card holders wouldn't even have been able to come home. It wasn't strong enough. So which is it? And, you know, not only do we have these idiots running in Congress, but then we also have the media voices who are amplifying him. I think Joy Reid is probably one of the worst offenders of it.
No, you're right. And you know, you use the right words. You have idiots running this. Who are they playing to? Which one is it? They're playing to whoever is watching at that moment in time. Mm-hmm. These people, they know what they're doing. They know what they're doing.
Well,
listen.
And it's
go ahead.
It's very interesting talking to my mom, who's a nurse, and she talks about H1N1 being way worse, and she mm-hmm. didn't remember any of the hype.
And, yeah, that's because there was none like this. There was none. The music, as you well know from being a regular contributor, means we're going to take a break. When we come back, I've got one more segment with Andy Hoosier, the voice of reason from KQAM. KQM listeners love you, and we love Andy, and we're glad he's back working with you. And Beth Bauman from Town Hall. Don't go away. Back right after this. Defender Coffee was created by patriots for patriots. It's coffee for Americans devoted to defending the Second Amendment. It's coffee for Americans who understand that if you don't fight for your freedom, you lose it. That's why Defender Coffee donates 100% of profits to gun rights organizations that fight to defend the Second Amendment. When you drink Defender Coffee, every single cup defends your right to keep and bear arms. Visit DefenderCoffee.com today and join the coffee club while you're there. DefenderCoffee.com.
From Crossbreed Holsters comes the Women's Appendix. With softer leather and smoother corners, the Women's Appendix holster was designed specifically with the female body in mind. This holster is intended for popular small firearms and has no cant, so it can be worn on the front side of the body. Featuring a Crossbreed hand-molded pocket for a perfect fit, we ensure the Women's Appendix is your answer for any woman who wants to carry a small firearm in a front position. This versatile holster can be worn in the standard appendix or cross-draw fashion. Find your perfect fit today at CrossbreedHolsters.com.
The revolutionary Crossbreed Super Tuck holster is the most comfortable and concealable inside the waistband holster you'll ever wear, and nothing even comes close. Designed to completely conceal a firearm of any size and made to be worn with any attire, from shorts and a t-shirt to a suit and a tie. Based on your personal carry style, the Super Tuck may be worn comfortably with or without your shirt tucked in. Find out why the Crossbreed Super Tuck is the most often imitated but never duplicated holster design in the world. Visit CrossbreedHolsters.com today.
Hi, it's Mark Walters, your host of Armed American Radio. If your company sells only the highest quality products and you're looking for a way to reach these listeners, you're talking to the right guy. Armed American Radio has a package available to fit every budget, from startup to the seasoned advertiser looking for that perfect way to reach this massive audience on roughly 250 stations in the top markets in the nation. We're everywhere, and the show continues to explode across the country after 10 years. Together, we can help you reach a highly engaged and extremely knowledgeable audience. To hear your brand on this huge radio program for less than you ever thought possible, and to speak directly with me, reach out to CCW Broadcast Media LLC right away at mark@armedamericanradio.org, mark@armedamericanradio.org. And together, we'll bring your brand to Armed American Radio listeners and keep this powerful voice for gun rights on the airwaves. Again, to speak directly to me, reach out to me at mark@armedamericanradio.org. That's mark@armedamericanradio.org.
The Second Amendment Foundation has grown into what many believe to be the most important gun rights organization in America. With hundreds of thousands of active members, it is the Second Amendment Foundation defending your rights in courtrooms across the nation. Winning these battles in local jurisdictions all the way to the Supreme Court requires tireless effort and help from you. Please help the Second Amendment Foundation defend your freedoms by joining or donating today at saf.org. Join us at saf.org. Thank you.
You've helped build MyPillow into the amazing company that it is today, and now Mike Lindell, the inventor and CEO, wants to give back to you, my listeners. You can get deep discounts on all MyPillow products if you go to MyPillow.com right now and click on the new radio listener specials. Mike heard me talk about his pillows on air and joined us on Armed American Radio. I'm getting a much better night's sleep, and you can get deep discounts on MyPillows, mattresses, toppers, bed sheets, and so much more. For example, right now they're bringing back the buy one, get one offer for the MyPillows. That's right. Buy one MyPillow, get another one absolutely free. Remember, all MyPillow products come with a 60-day money-back guarantee and a 10-year warranty. Just go to MyPillow.com and click on the new radio listener specials and get deep discounts on all MyPillow products, including the buy one, get one free for the MyPillows. Enter promo code AAR or call 800-978-9358 for these great radio specials.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Dr. Sebastian Gorka letting you know that the Desperado Sport Fishing Crew in Virginia Beach, Virginia supports Armed American Radio and our right to bear arms. Now, back to Mark Walters.
Welcome back. Inside the Crossbreed Holster Studios on this amazing Lead Slingers microphone, the EVRE20 Lead Slingers. Doesn't that sound cool? Let me take this opportunity for a quick shout to my sponsors, please. Bursa, my next gun, after all this goofiness is over, is going to be the Bursa 380 Thunder with the threaded barrel. I've been telling you that, but I'm not going to buy a gun right now because I have plenty of guns. I'll let some new gun buyers take advantage of that. Of course, this is Lead Slinger's microphone. Brad Primo, the CEO, will be here in the next hour in the classic Armed American Radio Roundtable with Mr. Neil McCabe and the Car Arms CEO, Mr. Justin Moon. So there's the Car Arms hit for you as well. Also, I mentioned DefenderCoffee.com. Support the Second Amendment with every cup of coffee you drink. The Crossbreed Holster Studios, they're 10 to 14 days out still on shipping holsters. They are slammed. Make sure to visit CrossbreedHolsters.com, as you've been hearing for 11 years. This has been the Crossbreed Holster Studios. My gosh. Family is all I can tell you. Crossbreed Holsters and Armed American Radio Nation are brother and sister. Gunbroker.com, all you got to do is sign up at gunbroker.com. It's 100% free, and you can peruse over 1.5 million auctions every single day. If your local shop doesn't have it, it's at Gunbroker. I don't care what kind of gun it is, you're going to find something over there at Gunbroker. Don't hold me responsible if you're spending any money, but going to gunbroker.com and signing up is 100% free. North American Arms, Sadie Sweat will be in the program hopefully next weekend with us. She'll be joining us from North American Arms. The little minis are unbelievable. Second Amendment Foundation, MyPillow, for crying out loud, record weeks over the last 3 weeks. And GetSupply.com. By the way, when you use the promo code AAR at MyPillow, you're helping support not only Mike Lindell, but also the Second Amendment and this voice over the airwaves. And don't forget, you're watching us on your television screens in Northern California. Awesome to have you with us. And you can check out the show live on Facebook.com/Armed American Radio. We are broadcasting the show live for you on the internet. So Emerson Knives is the final one I want to give to you there. Emerson Knives, Ernie Emerson, is the one that hooked us up
with the SEAL team members and Will Chesney to get him out here with his book, No Ordinary Dog, Amazing Hour and Hour One. All right, let's go back to Beth Bauman, first of all, from Town Hall. Beth, how the heck are you doing today? It's so good to have you here.
It is great to be here, and I'm, what day is it, Sunday? I don't even remember anymore.
That's how busy you've been. I know that's how busy you've been. I mean, it's crazy. Everybody's cooped up at home, working from home, and it does. I've lost count of the days. In fact, I was live on radio for the entire, I think it was on a Facebook shoot that I was doing with Rob Pincus, what we do every single day at noon, and I called it Wednesday all day, and it wasn't. It was Thursday. And I thought it was Wednesday. Andy Hoosier, the voice of reason, KQAM, our great affiliate in the great city of Wichita and the great state of Kansas. Welcome in, brother. Have you lost track of time?
I always lose track of time, man. In the world of politics, you never know what day is what anymore because they just do nuts stuff. And they always seem to do it on weekends when you're half paying attention.
Yeah, no, it's very true. Andy, we'll go right back to you in just a second. Beth, I want to make sure that everybody knows where they can read all of your outstanding work at townhall.com, right?
Yep, townhall.com. Go to the tip sheet section. You will see my name. I'm on Twitter at EB454 and on Facebook, Beth Bauman, B-A-U-M-A-N-N.
And we've had some fun together sitting and chatting at SHOT Show, you know, over the last couple of years. We had a good time. You were unable to make it to the last one, though, right?
Yeah, I wasn't able to go this year, but hopefully next year, fingers crossed.
All right, what do we need from your perspective as a professional journalist over there? I mean, let me give some of the headlines so listeners know what they're going to get from what Beth writes. Border Patrol intercepts thousands of counterfeit masks. One of the Dems' most influential political operatives is under investigation. Brad Pitt just made Dr. Fauci's dream come true. Squad is now encouraging people to ignore health experts' coronavirus. And, of course, on down the line, you also write about gun rights and focus on that. That's why you visit SHOT Show. What do you want to tell us? What's give us a hint. Tell us what you're going to be writing about this week.
I just did an interview with a lady not too far from me who was actually cleaning out storage units for her dead father-in-law. And police cited her with a misdemeanor for having a quote-unquote yard sale. I'm getting more and more stories like this, talking to various business owners who are struggling through this. So really kind of an all-encompassing look at the coronavirus outside of just the hospital and the infections, but the economic take. I'm going to be trying to dive back more into some of the gun rights stuff, but man, Second Amendment Foundation, NRA, everybody's just killing it with all these lawsuits. I can't even keep up. It's so awesome to see.
Yeah, and you've probably gotten the sheets, but you know my wife, Walters v. Kemp, is being heard tomorrow in federal court. My wife is suing the county probate
judge. You didn't tell me that update.
You didn't get that update, huh? Okay, well, I'll get you everything you need to know. But the Walters v. Kemp case, federal case, and you're going to want to write about this. I know you're going to want to write about this.
Of course.
Viewers, listeners, that's how busy people have been. It's been, and you're right, Andy Hoosier, Beth is absolutely correct. That's how it's impossible to keep up. We've been feeling this forever. You know, so many different stories to write about the cases that she's referring to. Alan Gottlieb gives us an update every single week. I mean, we're seeking cert in four Supreme Court cases. There's the Walters case. V. Kemp in Georgia is being heard tomorrow. They're working in Massachusetts right now, Washington State, New Mexico. There's other cases that we're looking at. It's impossible to keep up, Andy, but that's all a good thing, isn't it?
No, exactly. And that's exactly what I was going to say is it's a good thing right now. While a lot of people seem stagnant, kind of sitting at home going stir crazy, wanting to get back to work, wanting to get the economy going again because of this virus, there are a lot of individuals that are actually getting ahead right now. And politically right now, we are moving forward. I mean, you with your case and so many other cases around the country. I mean, we are waking up. We're sitting at home. And I think a lot of people are sitting at home finally starting to pay attention because they have time to pay attention right now and realize what the heck's going on around the country and starting to stand up and maybe educate themselves, maybe begin to fight back a little bit, maybe start to support organizations they haven't had time to do so before. This is a really good opportunity for us as conservative activists right now to try and start pushing back, waking up, educating, and getting ready to grab the bull by the horns and start changing some things here real soon.
Yeah, I don't disagree with you at all. I'm going to let you take the reins now and tell people where they can find you over at your back at KQAM. We're working on some radio stuff with you, right? You give us a little update real fast before we close out the hour.
We got some really good stuff coming up. You can always find me at KQAMradio.com, find a station here in Wichita, Kansas, based out of. But the show's not up yet. We are working behind the scenes very, very hard. I am so excited about an announcement we're going to make here in the next week or two. I am ecstatic as we are getting things ready. So even though people have not seen the show as of lately, we've been working behind the scenes on it. So you can go to HoosierReason.com. HoosierReason.com, and you can find some updates on the show, follow the newsletter, check out some of the stuff, and some announcements will be made very, very soon regarding the program.
All right, very good. We're going to do that. That's Andy Hoosier, the voice of reason, KQAM in Wichita, Kansas, our great affiliate. You can hear this program on KQAM 6 days a week. That's right. Beth Bauman, townhall.com. Thank you for everything that you write over there. You're doing incredible work, and I'll make sure you get the next update on the Walters v. Kemp case at a federal court in Georgia tomorrow, Beth. You can read Beth Bauman.
Sounds
just
great.
Google her name, Bauman, Town Hall. You'll see it pop up. Click on the tip sheet, and you can read every single headline that she writes. Armed American Radio's Monster Cast is continuing in the next hour. That's right, the Classic Roundtable. Car CEO Justin Moon, Lead Slinger CEO Brad Primo, and Neil McCabe. Unbelievable hour coming up. What an amazing program today. I'll see you on Facebook Live, see you on the radio, we'll see you on TV right after this. Don't go away.
You've just filled your prescription for freedom on Armed American Radio with Mark Walters, the loudest voice in America fighting for gun rights. Yeah!